So let's review. Our daf continues with presenting a series of Mishnayos which define various terms regarding Nedar. Zok the Mishnah, Hanoidu Mishayv Se Shabbos, Asa B'Yisrael V'Asa B'Kutin. If a person makes a Nedar not to have Anah from Shayv Se Shabbos, he's also to have Anah both from Yidin and from Kutin, because they are also Shayv Se Shabbos. Mishnah continues, Me'oich Le'ishum Asa B'Yisrael V'Asa B'Kutin. If a person makes a neder from those who eat garlic on Erev Shabbos, he is also to benefit both from Yidden and from Kutim, because they are also Oich Lishum. However, Me'oili Yerushalayim, Asa B'Yisrael, Umut B'Kutim. If a person makes a neder from those who are Oil L'Regel, he is only also to have enough from Yidden, but he is Mutter to have enough from Kutim, because they were not Oil L'Regel. The Gemara explains that the term Shayv Se Shabbos, Oich Lishum, Oili Yerushalayim, cannot mean Oisim, those who perform these mitzvahs, because then it would also include some Oivdei Kochavim who keep Shabbos. It also cannot mean mitzvim, those who are commanded to keep these mitzvahs, because then Oilei Yerushalayim would also include Kutim who are also mitzvim. Rather, it must mean those who are both mitzvim ve'oisim. Therefore, Oivdei Kochavim are not included in all three terms, because they are not mitzvim, and Kutim are not included in Oilei Yerushalayim, because they are not oisim. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Koidim She'enin en Levnei Noyach, Mutter B'Yisrael, V'Asa B'Oivdei Kochavim. If a person makes a neder not to benefit from Bnei Noyach, he is mutter to benefit from Yidden, and also to benefit from Oivdei Kochavim. The Gemara explains that even though Yidden are descendants of Noyach, Kivin de Ikdish Avram Iskara Al Shemei. Once Avram is given a special Kedusha, the Jewish people are referred to as Zera Avram, or Bnei Yisrael. Only non-Jews are referred to as Bnei Noyach. Zok de Mishnah, She'eni Nena Lezera Avraham, Asa B'Yisrael, Umutu B'Oivdei Kochavim. If a person makes a neder from descendants of Avram, he is asa to benefit from Jews, and mutter to benefit from non-Jews. The Gemara explains that Zera Avram does not include Yishmael, because Hashem told Avram, Ki B'Yitzchok Yikar L'Chazara, and it does not include Esav, because it says B'Yitzchok, which means part of Yitzchok, and not all of Yitzchok. Only Yaakov and his descendants are considered Zer Avram. Zok the Mishnah, She'eni Nenem Yisrael, Lekeach B'Yaisr U'moicher B'Pachis. If a person makes a neder not to benefit from Yidden, he is still allowed to do business with Yidden as long as he buys merchandise above the market price and sells merchandise below the market price. She'Yisrael Nenem Li, Lekeach B'Pachis U'moicher B'Yaisr Ve'en Shemelai. If a person makes a neder that no Yid shall benefit from him, he is still allowed to do business with Yidden as long as he buys below the market price and sells above the market price. However, in practice, he won't find people to do business with him. She'eni nena lehen v'hein li, yehana levdi kuchavim. If a person makes a neder that he will not benefit from Yidden and that Yidden shall not benefit from him, he's only mutter to do business with levdi kuchavim. As the Ran explains, that we don't say, he efshalei lamed benidre. It's impossible to keep such a neder where there are mostly Jews, and it's like a person who makes a neder not to sleep for 3 days, where the person is mutter to sleep right away, because that's a shavur shav, and the person is chayav malchus. Rather, we say that although it's difficult, a person can abide by this neder by only dealing with non-Jews. The Gemara explains that regarding selling merchandise, there are three levels of demand, based on which we determine who is considered to be benefiting from the sale. Zvina de Rami al Ape. When merchandise is in low demand, it is hanos moicher. The seller is considered to be getting all the benefit. Zvin harifa, when merchandise is in high demand, it is hanos lekeach. The buyer is the one considered to be getting all of the benefit. Zvin mitzah, when merchandise is in moderate demand, tarvayu mesanu, both the buyer and the seller are considered to be benefiting. Now, we'll take the Reisha as an example. The Mishnah rules, she'eni nenem Yisrael, lekeach b'yayisr u'moicher b'pachis. If a person makes a neder not to benefit from Yidden, he must buy above market price and sell below market price. Avashav b'shavalai. He may not buy or sell at market price. Now, in the case of Zvina de Rami al Ape, merchandise in low demand, why can't he buy at market price? He's not benefiting. It's the seller who is considered to be getting all the benefit. And in the case of Zvina Harifa, merchandise in high demand, why can't he sell at market price? He's not benefiting. The buyer is benefiting. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah is referring to a case of Zvina Mitzah, merchandise in moderate demand, where at market price, both the buyer and the seller are benefiting. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zakt the Mishnah, Koinim Shani Nenela Arelim, Mutta Bareli Yisrael, Va'asa B'moyle Ovdi Kachab. A person makes a nether not to benefit from Arelim. He is Mutta to benefit from all Yidin, even Areli Yisrael, and also to benefit from all Ovdi Kachavim, even Moyle Ovdi Kachavim. Shani Nenela Moylem, Asa Bareli Yisrael, Mutta B'moyle Ovdi Kachavim. If a person made a nether not to benefit from Moylem, he is also to benefit from all Yidin, even Areli Yisrael, and mutter to benefit from all of the kachavim, even moily of the kachavim. The Mishnah explains, she'ein ha'or lo kruya el l'shem of the kachavim. She'nemer, ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim, b'chol beis Yisrael ha'reili leiv. V'oimer, v'hoya ha'palishti ha'orl ha'zeh. V'oimer, pentes machnam b'nois palishtim, pentaloizna b'nois ha'reilim. The word ha'reilim is a reference to non-Jews, and the word moilim is a reference to Jews, regardless whether they are actually circumcised. The Mishnah proceeds to present seven teachings about the greatness of mitzvahs milah. Belazar ben Azariah Omer, Mu'usa hi arla, shenizganu barisham, shenema kikol ha'goyim arelim. Arla is considered repulsive as we find that all Rishom are disparaged with it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, gedayla milah shenichras ala shalosh esri brises. Milah is so great that we find the word bris 13 times in Parshas Milah. Rabbi Yasi Omer, gedayla milah shedichas ha'shabbos chamura. Mila is so great that it overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Karachaymer, Gedayla Mila Shlei Nitla Loi L'Moisha Tzadik Alav Maloisha. Mila is so great that when Moshe did not give his son Elazar a bris, he was punished immediately. Rabbi Nechemya Aymer, Gedayla Mila Shadeicha Es Hanagoyim. Mila is so great that it's done even if it removes Tzaras, even though it's generally usa to remove Tzaras. Rabbi Aymer, Gedayla Mila Shekol HaMitzvah Sha'asa Avram Avinu L'Nikr Shalim Ad Shemal. Shenemah Hisalach Lefana B'Hayitam. Mila is so great that Avram was only called Shalim after his bris Mila. Tava Achar. Gedayla Mila She'el Molihi Loibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esloi Lomai. Shenemah Koya Mahashem Im Loi Berisi Yemim V'Layla Chuka Shemayim V'Oretz Loi Samti. Mila is so great that if not for it, Hashem would not have created the world.